You know, I always hear people say, and you've heard it too, if you're in business, you've heard people say over and over again, niche until it hurts. Niche down, niche down, and just get down to the lowest, basically the lowest denominator of who you can be talking to. And it makes a lot of sense to niche down, but not niche your business. You do not need to niche your business. You need to niche your marketing. All right, you need to niche your marketing. And what I'm talking about is when you niche down, you are able to talk to your ideal client, the specific person that you want to have a conversation with, the specific person, group of people, or business that you want to do business with, right? Because if you're trying to talk to everyone, just like if you're trying to please everyone, you are going to talk to and please no one all day, every day, and twice on Tuesday. So you do have to niche down, but you do not have to niche your business. Let me explain. Let's say a child psychologist, for instance, who has nine different, I'm holding my phone so I can't put up nine, we'll say five. Well, a child psychologist has five different categories that he or she can work in. Adolescent behavior, say child pregnancy, bullying, disrespect, you know, all kinds of stuff like this, right? So if he's got five different areas that he or she can do business in, that he or she is an expert in, that he or she can help a parent in, then, and you know, by educating the parent and the child and working with them over the course of time, then that's great. But when he goes to do his marketing, he or she needs to speak to just one of those categories, just one of those areas. Because if you're a mother, if you're a parent, and you've got a child who is throwing a fit, threw a fit at Walmart or at the grocery store, you come home, they're throwing a fit, they're in the bedroom for the 11th time today, throwing an absolute fit, literally throwing things, and some of these kids, quite frankly, are to the point to where the parents are literally scared. They lock their door at night because they're literally scared of these children. And this is for real, absolutely for real. I'm not kidding about this. And this parent is online and looking for, Googling online and on, you know, looking for a child psychologist or somebody, some kind of help to help their child or to help them maintain and help them with their child. Scott, welcome. Scott Norton, Scott Steven, appreciate y'all jumping on. Kyle, what's going on? So if this parent is online, if you're the parent and you're online and you're looking for a specific problem that you're having with your child, do you want to learn anything about bullying? Do you want to learn anything about child pregnancy? Do you want to learn anything about the other categories that the child psychologist is able to help with, other parents? No, you're only worried about the one problem that you have, which is a disruptive child, a child with anger management issues, or with anger issues, and throwing a fit, throwing a temper tantrum. That's specifically what you're looking for. But what you'll find when you go online, and you do this right now today, Google child psychologist, just Google, help me with my disturbed child, help me with my child's temper tantrum. Google that, help me with my child's temper tantrum, or child temper tantrum help. See what happens. You're gonna get multiple websites of child psychologists who will say things like, hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and I help, you know, parents just like you every single day with all of these different areas. And I've got hundreds of articles and millions of videos and all this stuff. And you're just going to click away. There's nothing there for you because that doctor is trying to be all things to all people. So another example would be, let's say, a chiropractor. Perfect example. A chiropractor can help with many different issues. An app developer, an IT company. An IT company can help your business in multiple different areas. But the IT company has to figure out why, has to make you understand why you need them as a service. They don't want you, as a business, don't want to hear that you can create all these multiple spreadsheets and all this technical jargon and all this other kind of stuff that you know nothing about. You want to know the bottom line as a business owner. So if you're an IT company, you want to be sharing with your audience, you want to be sharing in your marketing what you can do for that business that they need. I'm going to get more into here over the next course of this next week. I am going to be sharing with you a lot every single day on live. I'm going to be sharing with you a business strategy that is going to help you move your business forward. I'm going to be primarily talking about marketing and getting the message out to your ideal clients, because that's where a lot of people feel that they need most of the help. But understand this, what my team and I can do, if you have more business than you can handle, you have no more time in the day to take on any more clients, but you're absolutely broke, then I can help you with that. My team can help you with that. My team can literally look at your financials and in about 15, 30 minutes figure out what the problem is and give you a couple solutions to work on over the next couple months. We can do that. But a lot of folks want to focus on marketing, and so that's what I'm going to be doing this over this next week. You're going to be finding this on Facebook Live. You'll find this video on YouTube. You'll find this content in my podcast, Business Owner Growth, and you'll find it in my blog. And I'll have all those links later so that you can read, watch, listen, whatever you want to do to get this content, because I want to make sure that you're getting the information that you need in order to grow your business, to grow yourself. Business Owner Growth Podcast is all about growing you as a business owner so that your business can grow, so that you can add more value to the people that you serve, and so that you can start spending more time with your family and spending more time with yourself, rather than spending it all in the business and basically not enjoying life to the fullest. All right, so I am getting a bunch of messages offline or from Facebook Messenger and everywhere else right now. I've got a lot of people to talk to this week. I've been getting contacted on LinkedIn a lot, and I greatly appreciate that. To James, if anybody wants to know how to connect with people on LinkedIn, I've got the guy. I will connect you. Just shoot me a message and let me know. And goodness, I've gotten connected with a couple hundred over the last couple weeks of quality people to talk to. One guy sent me a message this morning or last night, says, show me the money. So we're going to get a conversation going about that. But listen, over the course of the next couple days, about 7 days, probably longer, because I got so much to share with you, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live every day here in the morning. So tune in. It'll either be out here at the lake, or in, we got the lawn care guys coming through today, or I'll be in my office, or I'll be somewhere else, who knows. But I want to ensure today's message is niche down your market. Don't niche your business, niche your market. The reason why I say that is because, going back to the child psychologist, now that he's got his marketing out for the child behavior problems, now he can do marketing specifically for the teen pregnancy, or for the bullying, or for any of the other subjects that he does. There has to be specific marketing for each of those, just like with the chiropractor. Same thing, the chiropractor can help fibromyalgia, the chiropractor can help back pain, obviously. Hand numbness, all kinds of other ailments that a chiropractor can help with, but he or she shouldn't be doing their marketing on all of that. They should be doing their marketing on just little pieces here and there of each of those specific categories. We're going to get deeper. It's going to get deep. You're going to learn some stuff that you hadn't heard before, some new stuff. Not new in general, not new to me, not new to my clients, but new to you.